The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
Nikki Jabala writes for The Athletic. She's our fan Broncos insider, courtesy of Entz Credit Union. Better rates, lower fees. Visit Entz.com. Nikki, just real quick, who is playing right guard with the starters today?
They had about three different guys. They were rotating them in. So Elijah Wilkinson was one. Austin Schlottman, who started at right guard in the last game, and Dan Barclay. So that kind of gives you an idea of their top three reserves as they view them.
What does practice look like right now? Are the starters doing scout team? Because Vic Fangio mentioned that you know, Flacco's not going to play, and most of the starters won't play Saturday night. So what are the starters doing this week?
Yeah, mostly. They weren't in pads yesterday or today, and then tomorrow's a travel day. So it's kind of like a, you know, dress rehearsal, but yeah, most of the starters are not going to play. So it's been a lighter week, and I think they're kind of, you know, wrapping up camp and, you know, kind of tailoring them down as they get ready for the regular season.
Nikki, virtual reality is now part of the Denver Broncos after years of them denying its importance or value. What do you think?
I think it's interesting. I don't know if it was Vic specifically in his staff who brought it on. I know they partnered with a VR company last year, and it was mainly around fan experience. You can see the 360-degree cameras that they have at practices. So I don't know when exactly it started. It was certainly recently because, you know, you've asked us every year, but
every year,
you know, Kubiak in 2016, you know, opted to not implement it in Vance both years, was, you know, not into it at all. I know John Elway has been pretty progressive in his use of analytics and has really embraced that. I mean, I remember last offseason, you know, when he met with the former Sixers GM, and he's always been looking for new ways to, you know, get better. And that's one of them. So.
Well, I would just guess, I would ask why now. And maybe it's Gangarello, right? I mean, maybe it was more like Fangio just saying whatever, you know, okay.
Well, Fangio spent a year at Stanford, but that was before the real wave of VR came into play. Kevin Hogan used it. John Elway, he had like this grand tutorial with it at the Combine. I think it was in 2015. So, you know, why now? I don't know. I mean, maybe he's, you know, he's got a staff that embraces it too. Maybe he just decided it was time. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly, but.
Well, good.
I guess you can't
help
force
the guys in recovery. It's a good thing, I think.
John Elway can't force the VR technology upon a coach if he doesn't want to use it, doesn't see the benefit of
right.
it. I think he thinks, well, my coaching is the one that's going to get this guy over the top, not some machine.
Yeah, Kubiak wasn't into it. VJ just, I don't know. I mean, he called it, what, a toy or something like that?
He had a ton to deal with. He wasn't, you know. Nikki, is this something they've been...
He said it's not football.
Have the quarterbacks been using this all along, or is Drew Lock just using this because he's injured?
Well, this is the first time I had heard about it because nobody had talked about it before. I just, you know, assumed that, you know, this was a team that was not interested in VR. Yes, they've embraced analytics and they have, you know, pretty solid staff there, but, you know, for at least three years, they've said outright that they're not interested. So this is the first we've heard of it publicly, but, you know, both Kevin and Drew Lock used it in college, so it seems they've been using it at the facility, healthy or otherwise. So,
why do you think there's been this big push to explain this is our fourth preseason game, so none of the starters are playing? Why do you think it comes with that condition?
Probably because there's always some pushback from, you know, some fans or others who think, you know, their games, your starters should play, blah, blah, blah. So maybe that's, you know, their reasoning or the way they can work around that. Honestly,
right.
If I had the choice, I wouldn't play starters at all. I like what Sean McVay is doing. Yes, it diminishes the value of preseason, but, you know, would you rather lose some key guys for the regular season just to play them in preseason? I mean, that's a huge risk. And the Broncos have lost a lot of guys already in preseason, so it makes sense to me.
These teams have to have some valid reasoning behind for these people to, you know, the season ticket holders are buying these games. They're forced to buy the preseason games, so the you know, the team has to come up with some sort of reason behind it. And this is, it's fine. It is what it is.
Oh, I'm,
if you
want to
use it as our fourth game. Nikki, Vic Fangio said that most of the starters aren't going to play Saturday night. Can you guess which guys will play?
If I had to guess, it would probably be, you know, some of the younger guys on the line. You know, who do you consider the starting tight end if Jeff Heuermann can't go? I mean, you know, is that Nick Butt? He might get some time in this. I would imagine, and he hasn't said this outright, so I could be completely wrong, but just seeing how much they've used him already, maybe it's Garrett Bowles, Connor McGovern, and whoever's playing right guard in place of Ron Leary. Those would make sense to me.
Yeah, they wouldn't. But, so right. You're saying if Bowles plays, then Reisner would have to play, then
wouldn't
McGovern would
something,
have to play.
That be
no,
something?
I don't know that you need Reisner to play. I get that they're kind of
anymore,
but like, I would protect Reisner.
If that would be unbelievable.
Garrett Bowles is probably sitting in his locker going, this guy's not going to put his shoulder pads on. That's weird.
Wow.
Why am I?
Dude,
one needs more reps than the others. So.
All right, Nikki, how's everything going with John Elway's like fifth or sixth job? Is he doing all right there today on tour?
His hands? I don't know. It sounds like he's got some sort of treatment going, so... It's nice to watch the Today Show for the first time in 15 years.
Do you think it's odd that the GM took the time out to go to New York during training camp when he just signed three guys yesterday, hadn't seen him practice yet?
I mean, I don't know how to answer that. He's a paid endorser for it, so...
We'll let you do whatever he wants, I guess. We'll let you off the hook, Nikki. It's okay. Nikki has to be there every day, Tommy.
I know.
Me and you get to watch on the cheap seats.
I don't have that many friends out there as it is, so be gentle.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Nikki Jabal of The Athletic. We were definitely putting in a tight spot
right
there.
Just a yes and no. That's all.
Courtesy of Ent Credit Union. King Supers fan football pick'em, Tommy. This is awesome. Compete against us, the top listener each week. Win $250 to King Supers. Win the grand prize of free groceries for a year. You can register before the opening kickoff at 1043thefan.com. I believe we have won this year after year in terms of the afternoon show. I don't think anybody's beat us ever in the history of fan football pick'em.
I heard the rules may be changing.
I heard that too.
Mano y mano.
Not
show v show.
Well, that's fine. How are your picks? I mean, we're just picking winners and losers.
No spread?
No, just winners or losers.
Really? It's still hard to do.
It's just for fun, fellas. It's just... fun pick 'em.
The first 3 weeks can
bury
you.
What's more fun than overthinking a spread?
The first 3 weeks can bury
you. -4.5.
Nobody knows anything the first 3 weeks.
Just picking winners or losers, fellas. Let's, you know, what is a spread? Hey, it's Vic Fangio's birthday. We're going to have a Vic. Now, do we have a prize or not? No prize? All right. This is just for fun. So our phone number is 303-713-1043. The concept here, it's Fangio's birthday. What would you get him for a birthday present? You can text us at 303-713-1043.
He's 61. You need to know that.
He's 61.
Right.
And he already got a gray sweater from the team.
All right.
Sweater or sweatshirt?
Sweatshirt.
Okay.
Crew neck.
But what
By the way, I'm painting every day with a sweatshirt and my hood on.
So what would you get?
It's not that weird.
What would
just
you?
Just letting you know.
A hero on the fan.